Welcome to the By Faith podcast, where we act by faith and not by sight. My name is Kaya Mochitani, and I'm your host for today's episode, and I am so excited to chat about what we're talking about today. Today, we are talking about something that I have been struggling with and obviously have overcome within the past few weeks, and that is getting back on track with God when we feel distant from God. For the past few weeks, I have just been feeling so kind of tired and weak spiritually. And this podcast episode is kind of just going to be talking about how I got back to that closeness with God and kind of my whole story and how I kind of went about that situation, because I feel like I'm not the only one who have at times felt, you know, far from God, or have felt like just not as close as we once were. And I feel like this is the moment where we're in our crossroads, where we can keep going down this path of like not being close to God and not doing the things, or we can turn around and go the other way and say, you know what, like, God, I need you. I want you. And that's what I did. And oh my gosh, you guys, it's been such this beautiful journey to witness, and also this just amazing part to my testimony of like, God answers prayers and God is there. So before I even get into all of that, by faith rundown, these are the things that I've done this week to act by faith. I posted something to my Instagram story that was pressing in on my heart, and I posted it on Friday just sharing, you know, like, we stand in a point of victory, and that I want to live my life feeling just so fruitful and happy all the time without knowing the exact timeline in which my life will go. I got real with God when I was just down in the dumps, struggling and not in that closeness relationship with Him. I went to church by myself, and actually this is so crazy, but this happened last night, that Jake and I were sitting in prayer, and you know, when we sit in prayer, He'll pray over me and I'll pray over Him and we'll pray over each other. And I was telling Him a little bit like before, like in the middle of the day, like, I just feel so yucky because I haven't had my period in 2 months and I'm not sure why. And it's just like this frustrating thing where I'm like, I feel like I am taking care of my body and being healthy and all of the things, but then I don't know why I don't have that period and why I don't have it. And it was just frustrating me. And so Jake was praying over like my period and everything. I went to sleep, and that night I started my period. Like, what? That is so crazy. I woke up in the morning, peed, and I'm like, I literally just started my period. Sorry, that's so TMI, but I'm here to be so real. And like, the power of prayer works. Like, literally, Jake prayed for me like right before we went to bed. I went to bed, and that night I started my period. That's only God, literally only God. And I just like woke up like, Jake, I started my period, like, so happy. Like, I just felt so joyful and healthy, and like, I don't know, just like, okay, my body's working, like, it's all good. So those are my by faith rundowns. I'm also starting a new thing, and I'm so excited about this new thing, because with this new rebrand and this new name and new everything, I'm going to start a new thing where I'm going to post on my Instagram stories, and I'm just going to ask, I don't know how often I'll post, but whenever I do, I'll just post and ask, okay, how did you act by faith today? And then on the podcast the next week, I'll share what people said. So it'll be totally anonymous, but just to build this like community together of like, let's all act by faith together. And then also just like hold you accountable to take action, that we should go about our life acting by faith. We should do things by faith. We should be going to church and praying over somebody or giving somebody a compliment by faith, putting ourselves in certain situations by faith, going to this specific spot by faith, right? And so this is just to hold us accountable, but also create a community of like people working together to act by faith and to just love Jesus, love God together, and put action towards that. Because I, at the end of the day, I want to build a community of people who just love Jesus so big, but also like who are willing to put in the work and who just want to like go out and be disciples and do the things and do the action and take the action and all those kinds of things. So that's the new thing. Be on the lookout. Again, it'll be totally anonymous, not here to embarrass anybody, but just encourage you. So that's going to be so fun. But now let's get back to it. Let's get back to what we're talking about, getting back on track. And like I was saying earlier, like, to be so honest, like, and vulnerable. Like, the past few weeks have been so tough for me spiritually. Like, I was, you know, off of work for a week because it was my school spring break. And then Jake came for a few days and I was just caught in this, like, I don't know. I just felt like I was just caught in this, like, busyness. And then I realized, oh my gosh, busy is literally being under Satan's yoke. That's a big no thank you. I don't want to be under in that anymore. But, like, I just feel like I didn't set enough time for God. I didn't set aside enough time for God. And then when I went back to work, I didn't put enough time back to God. Instead, I kind of got, like, overwhelmed, like, getting back into the routine and the swing of things when I feel like I was so bummed at myself because my relationship with God should have been my number one priority. It's been so weird. I know I share this on the podcast episode all the time, but I see 111 everywhere and mainly on cars. And throughout those, like, past few weeks, I did not see 111 once. And I feel like for me personally, like, it's like my my signal of, like, okay, Kaya, like, you're not close to God. And so then I, like, I don't know. I didn't see 111 when I got back to work. And even when Jake was home, I just felt like there were moments when I was just so irritable. Like, I would just handle things when things didn't go my way or things went wrong or things got hard. I would handle it like the way of the world, with just anger, frustration. I would let it bottle up inside in my brain, even though sometimes I wouldn't even voice it. I would just let it live in my brain, and I don't even want it to live in me at all. So it was just like, so, like, I knew something was off. And James 4:8, it reminds us in the beginning, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And I realized, oh my gosh, like, I haven't been doing that. I haven't been drawing near to God. I haven't been setting aside time for him like I used to. I haven't been praying and declaring life and scriptures over my life like I used to. I haven't been on, like, the path that I wanted to. And I felt myself being pulled in a direction of handling things the way that are so, that used to be so like me, but are so unlike me now. And so I knew, like, literally, it could have been like Jake looked at me wrong and I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, what's going on? Like, are you mad? Like, and I would just get in my head and I would just, like, handle, like, the situation so wrong. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what is happening? I didn't go about my days feeling, like, joyful and holy. Like, I'm doing this, like, every moment's a holy moment because I have God with me. It wasn't like that, like, how I usually am. It was like, here we go. Gotta wake up early. And so it was just, like, so frustrating for me because I knew that's not like me. And then that's when I realized the little things I do in my life mean a lot to God and to me. And it's like the things that I didn't do were so small to change, but mattered so big. I realized, like, all I needed to do was set aside 5 more minutes of prayer or just sit in prayer for 5 minutes for my whole day to kind of be turned around. And I just didn't do that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, why am I not doing this? And it got to the point, like, I was so frustrated at myself and so sad. I don't know. It was just like, it's the thing, it's the little things I did throughout my day that, like, had a huge impact on my relationship with God. And that was literally praying every single morning. That was getting on my hands and knees right when I woke up. That was, I would still do my devotional and I'd read my Bible, but that was literally it. Like, I wouldn't put on worship music. I wouldn't, like, talk to God like I used to. I wouldn't ask God, okay, what should I do in this situation? I wasn't asking the Holy Spirit to, like, invade my heart, invade my soul, and, like, take control of my day. It was like, I don't know. It was like, okay, my one little 20 minute, like, moment in the morning, and that was that. And it was just so frustrating for me, and I was so sad and just not good. So now, how do we get back on track? Kaya, I hear that, and, you know, in some ways maybe you're like, I can relate to you. Like, I've been there in that point in my life. Maybe you're there right now. And you're asking, I understand all this, but how do I get back on track? And so right now I have 5 A's to get an A+ relationship with God back on track. Here's your 5 A's. 3 points, 5 A's. First point is accept and admit that you're far from God. And so I want you to know that when you accept and admit that, I don't want you to go to God and be like, God, you're so mad at me. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. No, God's not mad at you. And he doesn't turn his shoulder like away from you, because that's how like people living in this world would answer. Like, you don't give them the right attention that they want. You don't set aside enough time for them. They're like, okay, on to the next. Like, I'm over you. No, thank you. That's not how God is. God's love for us is so unconditional. It's everlasting. There is no word for it other than it never ends. He loves you. He wants you. He wants to be with you, right? And so when you come back to him, God's just rejoicing. God's so happy. And so I want you to know, I don't want you to go back to God being like afraid of him or like anything like that. I want you to go back to God being like, okay, God, I'm back. Thank you for loving me unconditionally. Thank you for being there for me throughout every season of my life. And when I was writing these notes down, I had this aha moment that God's love is so unconditional that I feel so bad sometimes, because there's been moments in my life where my love for Jesus and my relationship with Jesus at some point in time became conditional. Meaning, it was conditional based on around my circumstances. If my life was slower and I had more time, I would carve out more time for God, right? But I want to love Jesus, and I want to be in this close-knit, tight-knit relationship with Jesus, even when my circumstances are harder, even when my life is tough. I want to be able to be close with Jesus at all point in time, 24/7. And I never want to get to that point again where I'm in that crossroad of I can go back to Jesus, or I can head on the same path I've been going on and go a completely opposite way. Like, it's that thing, because God gives us free will, right? And so I never want my relationship with Jesus to be conditional ever again. And this moment and these past few weeks for me have been just such a wake-up call of like, I never, ever want to be like that. 1 Corinthians 13:7 is what I feel like defines God's love for us so clearly, and I loved it so much, so I had to share. It's love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And I feel like that's Jesus. Like, his love for us bears all things. That's all the things that we've ever done, that we've ever said, that we've ever, you know, put ourselves in a position to. It believes all things, that believes the goodness in who we are, believes that we love him, hopes all things. He has hope in us. He has this confidence in us, and endures all things, endures our past, endures what we put him through, everything. Like, I just love that picture so much, and I had to share it. And that's 1 Corinthians 13:7. Point number two, this podcast is brought to you by Guts and Glory Co. Guts and Glory is not your average Christian clothing company. Every article of clothing that is produced is repurposed and has its own unique story, feel, and design. Similar to our fingerprints or DNA, no two pieces are the same. Each item is as original as you. This brand is encouraging us to use our innermost for his utmost. To get your one-of-a-kind piece of clothing, check out Guts and Glory .co on Instagram, or their website gutsandgloryco.com. is after we accept and admit that we're far from God, now it's time to access God and go like immediately to the source. Immediately, like right when you realize that, I want you to go immediately to the source and intercede in prayer. And I want you to repent and confess of like maybe our wrongdoings and what we did wrong in that moment or in those weeks, and the accumulation of all those things. I want you to lament with God. Tell him how you're really feeling. I want you to repent and confess, saying, God, this is where I went wrong, and I'm sorry if I wronged you, Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Say, you know what, God, like, I want you. I want all of you at all times, every second and every moment, because you're everything to me, God, all at once. In 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. He will forgive you, but we have to repent. We have to lament. We have to confess in God. I want you to just go immediately to the source. Of course, ask for prayer from your friends if that's what you need, but I want you to go just immediately, you right to God. Boom, right then in that moment. The last point. Abide and advance. Meaning, learn, move forward. Don't let what happened happen again and again and again and again and again. When I say advance, I want you to say, okay, like, let's put like this behind us. Boom, we're moving forward. And now we're going to pick up our bags and we're going to go. We're going to abide in what God says. We are going to read scripture. We're going to pick up our Bible more. We are going to understand. We're going to take action on what happened, because I never want to feel this way again. I never want to feel that emptiness, that anger, that frustration. I don't ever want to feel like distant from God again, Lord. And I want you to take that action. And what is that action to you? I want you to figure that out for yourself. Is that carving out more quiet time? Is that praying each time you get in the car? Is that having an accountability partner? What does that action look like so that this situation won't happen again? I feel like when we get back on track, we have to come up with a plan. We have to have a plan put in place that so that we can learn, move forward, advance, that this won't happen again. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And I love that so much, because I feel like sometimes, maybe not sometimes, but a lot of times Christians are like, I love Jesus and all, but I just don't understand the Bible. Well, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is breathed out by God. Like, this is God's word. And to have this close relationship with him, we have to remember and we have to know and we have to study what he says. And I feel like not knowing enough about the Bible isn't really that great of an excuse anymore, because we live in a world that is like so full of so much information all the time, at every second of every hour of every single day. And that there's something that you can do to learn more about the Bible or to understand the Bible. And I don't know, like, if you're like, God, like, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to feel like this again. Well, great, because the Bible is literally, like 2 Timothy 3:16 says, it's for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Like, this is where you're going to learn. This is where you're going to get corrected. This is where you're going to become close with God. So those are my five A's. My challenge for you is take action. Or maybe you're like, okay, Kaya, like, I understand, this is good information. I'm still like close with God. Like, we're all chill. It's all good. Then I want you to take some things into consideration that you do on a day-to-day basis that you should never not do anymore. So that you don't get to a point where you're not on track with God, where you're far from him and all of those things. Because I can't even tell you, like, I felt so empty, and I've kind of felt like, I don't know, like, I didn't open up about it with Jake or anything. Like, I just wanted it to be me and God, and I wanted to figure it out with him, because I don't know, like, I just was so unhappy with myself. I just was so, like, I wasn't like that joyful version of me where I'm just like full of love, peace, joy, and like glowing and shining and like reflecting God's love and God's light. Like, that's not how I showed up. And that's just so unlike me. And so I knew something was totally wrong. And after I like said like such a powerful prayer and like got real with God and went through these steps, no lie, I literally saw 111, 111, 111 everywhere. Like, it's been like so crazy. Like, everywhere I go, I see 111 now. I'm like, okay, God, we're all good. Like, thank you, Jesus, for just loving me at all moments. And so I want to close out in prayer. Dear Jesus, Lord, thank you so much for this moment, God. Thank you for the people listening, Lord. I pray that the people listening, Lord, if they're not on track with you, Lord, I pray that you would be the conductor of our life and the conductor of our ways to just put us back on track. Lord, put us on the path on which we're able to be close with you, to be with you, Lord. I pray that you would reveal the parts of us, Lord, that need to be refined and fixed, God. Lord, I pray that you could feel our love and feel our heart for you, Jesus, God. We love you, Lord. You are a good, good Father. Lord, we thank you that you have this unconditional, everlasting, never-ending love for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just this beautiful joy, this indescribable peace, Lord, that you give us, God. I pray that every person listening, Lord, and even the people that we think of when we are listening to this episode who are away from you, God, that you would bring them home, Lord, that you would be able to guide them back, Lord. Lord, right now, Lord, I'm just getting this picture in my mind of a tunnel, and I see a light at the end of a tunnel, Lord, and I see you on the other side just shining that light, and that you just shine this like bright light, Lord, that we just follow it. And I pray that that would be the path on which you put us all on right now. I pray that we would never turn away from the light that you shine. I pray that we would always find you, that we would be able, Lord, to follow you, to be bold in faith, Lord. I pray that we'd be able to act by faith this week, that you would put us in situations, that you would give us the opportunities to act by faith in a bold way, Lord. I pray that you would meet us all where we're at right now with each walk of life. And Lord, I thank you for the unique call that you have on every single one of us, that you would continue to breathe on that, Lord, and that you would continue to speak to us and to be with us this week, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And it's in your son's name, God, that we pray. Amen. Lord, thank you guys, or not Lord, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We love you. I love you. God loves you. And I just pray over just this amazing, blessed, perfect, awesome, close relationship with God kind of week. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, act by faith this week. I love you guys. Have the best day ever. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune into the next episode. And while you're at it, leave a rating and review to boost the podcast algorithm to ensure that we grow organically. I love you guys so much. Have the best day ever.